Echoes of Hope, a young girl's tale of endurance. My life shows how strong people can be, even when things are really tough. It's like light shining in the dark, showing that there is hope even when everything seems hard. I really hate school, kids are bullies and doing mean things. Most days teachers do nothing, it's just a job. I miss the joy of going places with my father, the cuddles and love since the tragedy losing my father. I have a stepfather, he treats me okay, but mother and him fighting a lot. I'm a stepfather's sister, visiting, while up in a mango tree playing with her daughter, this stranger turns up out of the blue to see Andy about her and two of her sons to come do some work at his farm. Clearing the land, I had a crush right then, OMG, I'm only 8. I was over the hill with joy, I liked the look of this old man. Something about his presence shouts out that he was a kind man. I'd do anything to see him again. We returned home later that afternoon, but I couldn't shake this stranger from my mind. What's wrong with me? I couldn't focus on anything else. School was a challenge, often. Mom couldn't afford the 15 peso fare each way for the hubble, and Mom's garden didn't always yield enough to cover school expenses or even feed us all. Being teased for not having a uniform all the time made it worse than the bullying at that school. Kids were cruel to me, and when I did manage to go to school, I'd often get home late, around 8:30 p.m., because no ride, if I was unlucky not to catch a ride. Some nights, I had to walk, as there were too many kids and not enough motorbikes. My brother wouldn't come to get me. To walk with a bag weighed about 10 kilograms for 5 kilometers in the dark, no streetlights, it was scary at times and if rainy. The road is narrow so you got watch, don't get run over, fools with no lights.